real truth daily. This is Daily Truths with Dave Allman.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Daily Truths. It is wonderful to be a Christian, is it not? To know the peace and the love and the joy and the freedom and pardon and the promise of eternal life that comes through faith in Jesus. But we still have to admit that living down here on planet Earth is not easy. Isn't that right? I mean, we have pain, emotional, relational, sometimes financial, sometimes physical pain. We face sin, our own sin and the sins of others. And sometimes we succumb to temptation and others succumb to temptation. And that affects how we live and what we do. Yeah, we live in a world of pain and sin and evil. Every time we open up the paper, of course, we don't get papers much anymore. But every time we turn on the news, we hear another story about some evil, some wickedness that happened somewhere here on planet Earth. We go through suffering, emotional, relational, financial, sometimes physical suffering. And the older I get, the more funerals I attend, right? I mean, it seems like my friends, no offense to you friends out there, but the older we get, the more funerals we attend. I talked to a lady the other day who said, "Pastor, I'm in my mid-80s. I've attended a lot of funerals." Oh, my. And then we have a relationship with God, but it's mysterious. We walk by faith and not by sight. We've not had a face-to-face encounter with the living Lord Jesus Christ. We receive the body and blood of Christ and the bread and wine of communion. We read the scriptures. We know that Christ is present with us, but it's veiled. Again, we can't see him face-to-face. And so it's difficult. Sometimes life down here is not easy. Now, remember, Jesus talked about what the disciples will face and how they left everything behind. And then Peter said this, we talked about this yesterday. Then Peter said in reply to this, this is verse 23, "See, we left everything and followed you. What then will we have?" Here's verse 28. Jesus said to them, "Truly I say to you," listen to this, "in the new world, when the Son of Man will sit on his glorious throne." The new world. You know where I've heard that term before? When explorers came to North America, people back in Europe were calling this the new world. Of course, when they came here, they had no idea what they would see, what they would experience, what it would be like, what the topography would be like, because they were just coming there for the first time. Jesus talks about heaven, the establishment of his kingdom as the new world. We know, according to the book of Revelation and also 2 Timothy, that the world will be recreated, redesigned, reformed, so that we can live in the presence of Jesus forever. And what will that be like? What will the new world, as Jesus talks about here, be like? Well, there's no more pain. There's no more sin. There's no more evil. There's no more suffering, and there's no more death. And not only that, we will be in the presence of Jesus. We'll see Jesus seated on this glorious throne forever and forever, free from all the things that make life down here so difficult. We're heading to a new world. And what's our ticket home? How do we know we're getting there? We repent of our sin and we put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who came to this world to seek and to save those who are lost, the one who laid down his life for us, only to take it back again to defeat death. As we put our trust in him, we're facing and heading towards and ready to explore a new world, as Jesus described it here. Friends, that's going to be awesome. That's going to be wonderful. And so I guess my take-home point for you today is, know that we're heading to a new world. And when we go through the suffering and pain and evil and sickness and disease and all the different things that we experience down here on planet Earth, we keep our eyes on Jesus. Therefore, we fix our eyes on Jesus Christ, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and is seated at the right hand of God. He's seated at the right hand of God. But when the new world is established, he'll be seated on the throne. And we will hail his name and be in his presence forever. Kind of puts everything in perspective, doesn't it? Yeah. That is today's Daily Truth. Have a great day in Jesus Christ.
Thank you for tuning in to Daily Truths with Dave Allman. Pastor Dave Allman is the pastor of Mount Hope Church in Boulder, Colorado. If you feel led, would you consider giving to this ministry? Your tax-deductible donation helps us continue sharing the gospel with as many people as possible. Simply click the link in the description below. So come back tomorrow for your next Daily Truth.